You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lost in the Shovel Herald is Trey Holloman. Trey Holloman is quietly becoming that guy, and I thought it was so fitting because I don't think any other Spartan fan wanted anybody else to go up to that free throw line up two because we just escaped. I thought Boo Boo was going to kill him. When they were up two and he had the ball, I was like, and you saw all the new
for
right sitting up there, and Boo Boo beats him again. Yep. They miss it. He gets the free throws, ice water in his veins, nails probably the two biggest free throws he's ever shot for Michigan State. I think Trey Holloman does not get the run that he deserves, and I know next year he's going to be the leader of the team, but I still think that they're going to have to rely on him a lot more. His assist-to-turnover ratio is one of the best in the nation. He just needs more time.
No, I agree with that. And I'm looking forward to next year where you get a Holloman-Fears backcourt, just two dogs just getting after it on defense. If you would have asked me before the season if Trey Holloman would be your most reliable three-point shooter, considering you had Tyson Walker and Jaden Akins, I definitely wouldn't have said that. But it's certainly turned out that way. I feel like Walker in the last 2 months and Malik Hall are like the only guys who have played at or above preseason expectation. And I think that's the biggest issue with this team. You start number four in the country, you figure that, okay, A.J. Hogarth could take a step and then we'll see consistency from Malik Hall. And, you know, the bigs will get better. And Jaden Akins, you know, who declared for the draft, he'll come back and show us why. And it just really hasn't come together. I mean, I do agree that, you know, guards win in the tournament, and if they get the right matchups where they don't have to strictly play in a half court, they could do some things. But if it's not that, I just have a hard time seeing them score a lot of points if it's a half court game.
I know. I mean, I look at Trey, and I've said it before, and, you know, I realize that this is one of those that I may be a little bit ahead of my time. But the similarities, not just the headband and not just the number, but he reminds me a lot of Cassius Winston. And I say that saying this. When Cassius, everybody remembers the junior, senior Cassius. I'm talking freshman, sophomore Cassius, where we were talking Miles Bridges. We were talking Jaren Jackson. We were talking all of the other players, the Josh Langfords on the team, Nick Ward. Cassius was kind of that, and yeah, Cassius, this guy from Detroit, Cassius Winston. Then as the years progressed, he started making more and more shots. But Cassius' sophomore year, I started to see the confidence build. Mm-hmm. I see the same with Trey, that I see more and more confidence that I do think, kind of like Cassius' his junior year, that's Trey's team. Like, Jeremy Fears is going to be on the court, and Jeremy Fears is a dog. This is going to be Trey's team to run, Trey's team to facilitate and move the ball around. I see a lot of Cassius in him, not just the headband, not just the number, but his style of play, that three-point shot. He doesn't look like he's the most athletic person on the court, but somehow, Harold, he gets buckets. So just something to watch out for. Now, I do want to mention this.